Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm day across Israel. Clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem make it perfect for outdoor activities. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is keeping temperatures comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, during a visit to southern Lebanon, Netanyahu tells Hezbollah and Iran to get out of here. This comes from JNS, reported earlier today. Also, We Chose Light is the theme of a memorial site established in memory of Sergeant Adi Baruch. According to Israel Hayom Hebrew, this was reported earlier today. Also this hour, the Defense Ministry Chief warns that Israel's long-term force buildup is dangerously behind schedule. Times of Israel shared this news earlier today. Separately, President Trump considers a return to all-out war with Iran, but remains committed to talks. This is according to I-24 News from earlier today. And finally, Ynet reports that Trump is weighing full-scale war with Iran to complete the job extending nuclear talks past August 18. Reaction has been swift on social media. Yael Bartur, commenting on Israeli politics, noted that opposition leader Yair Lapid advises Netanyahu that Iran, Hamas, and Hezbollah are enemies, but France is not. Al Arabiya English, covering regional aviation safety, warns airlines to avoid airspace over Iran, Iraq, and Lebanon due to ongoing uncertainties. Visegrad 24 shared a poignant image marking the last photo of Paul before his tragic death. Now, for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's message in southern Lebanon. JNS reports that he delivered a stern warning to Hezbollah and Iran, emphasizing that the Israel-Lebanon agreement might face challenges. This visit underscores the ongoing tensions in the region, affecting diplomatic relations and security. Turning to the memorial for Sergeant Adi Baruch, as reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew, the site celebrates her life 3 years after she was killed by a rocket on her way to set up a command center. This initiative aims to promote peace and remembrance, impacting the community deeply. Meanwhile, the Defense Ministry Chief's comments on force buildup delays highlight a critical issue. Times of Israel notes this is a concern for national security. The IDF also reported the killing of 4 Hamas operatives in Gaza today. This development adds urgency to discussions on military preparedness. Separately, the Wall Street Journal reports that President Trump is contemplating a return to full-scale military action against Iran. However, I-24 News mentions he is still pursuing diplomatic talks. This dual approach could shape future U.S.-Iran relations, with significant implications for the region. On the economic front. First, Ynet Business reports a dramatic decline at Israeli medtech firm Nanox, once valued at $3.5 billion. The company now faces financial uncertainties impacting investor confidence. Separately, Israel considers privatizing its secretive state-owned company, EAPC. CTEC reveals that this move could open the strategic energy sector to private investment, raising questions about national security. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports losses in pension and study funds following recent stock market declines. This marks the first such drop in 3 months, affecting many investors. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.